Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
God put you where you're at because He has a plan for your life. It's unfolding in His purpose, and if we will trust Him and look to Him, He will make you what He wants you to be in all eternity. And we'll look back and we'll say, praise God, you did know what you were doing after all. But oh, we need to know that now so that we can stop listening to those voices. But he says this in verse 12, the body, this is where he talks about our being the body of Christ. The body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. And I know many of you can remember Brother Thomas often making this point. So often it is with Christ. What? What do you think of when you think of Christ? Well, yeah, I mean, we think of Jesus Christ. Yeah, I know who He is. He's the one who was here, and now He's seated on a throne. Figuratively speaking, but He's seated on a throne in heaven. He's reigning. That's who I mean when I say Christ. There's a different use that God has for the term Christ. How many of you know that if you have been born of the Spirit of God, I'm not talking about you became religious. I mean, you have been born of the Spirit of God. You are a part of Christ. I mean, if I were to look down at Carl and look at his head and say, there you are, Carl, what's all that stuff hanging, you know. Is his little toe not part of Carl? Is his hand not part of Carl? No, I'll tell you, if you are the smallest member of Christ and you have genuinely been born of the Spirit of God, you are a part of Christ. All that He is in you. Now, not to become something for your own amazement or not to become something to exalt you, but I'll tell you, we have the ability in Christ. It's in our DNA to grow up in Him in all things, to throw off those chains that hold us back. It's there. You are a part of Christ. Do you think that God is going to leave you behind because you are deficient? Just because you are weak? Just because you lack something? I'll tell you, we have a God who has defined things differently. We need to learn to think and see things through His eyes. We need to see who we are. Not that we might feel exalted, but that we might have a faith. It says, I can be what He says I am. And so it's really becoming what we are, not trying to become what we're not. You know, one of the scripture, I don't want to belabor this, I feel like the enemy has really opposed this morning, and that's probably a good thing, wouldn't you say? If he were comfortable with what I was saying, it might not be a good thing. But I believe there's something here that God wants us to get a hold of, and the devil is scared to death we will. I mean, you believe that? Yeah. But listen to what Paul says about the gospel as he goes through chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians. We're still back in that passage. And how this is not according to the wisdom of the world. They're not smart enough to figure it out. God has made foolish the wisdom of the world. And so in verse 23, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and that's because they're looking for a sign, and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Thank God. But this is what I wanted to get to. Brothers and sisters, of course, think of what you were when you were called. Now let's stop and think about who we are, because now you're getting down to who I am from a human standpoint. Think about that. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. Now, he doesn't say not any, but not many. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify, to make nothing. The things that are. Now, why would he do such a thing as that? That certainly is not the way we do stuff, is it? We want to accomplish something, we're going to find the people who are qualified to really get it done. God's going to do just the exact opposite. Why is he going to do it? So that no one may boast before him. You know, there's been some people in this world who have gone out, gone on and done amazing things. And in every case, if you find something that has somebody that has really, really accomplished something great in God, you'll find that God had to do something really major in them to bring them all the way down to where they knew that they could do nothing. But yet they gave themselves to him, and God did amazing things through them because it wasn't them doing it, it was God doing it. You know, a lot of our young people right now are reading biographies of famous Christians. That's an awesome thing, by the way. I think that'd be good for all of us. Because there's been some awesome testimonies of men of God, women of God, who have been mightily used in his kingdom. And there are lessons that you and I can learn. I remember when I was young, I read a lot of missionary biographies, a lot of, you know, Hudson Taylor, I've mentioned many times, and many of you ladies have read Amy Carmichael, and many other people. It's amazing how many times you can mention some of these names in the modern church world, and people, huh? They don't know who you're talking about. My God. I'll tell you, we can learn so much. But anyway, so that no one may boast before him. So how do we get to be what we are? It's because of him that you're in Christ Jesus. There's no one here. If you're in Christ, you can look in the mirror and say, I know why God chose me. I do not know why God chose me. Thank God. Thank God that he worked in my heart to cause me to come to a place where I knew my only hope was to put my trust in Jesus and what he's done for me. There's not one thing I can add to it, not one ounce of goodness that I can depend upon. Has God brought you to that place, by the way? Do you understand what I'm talking about this morning? Is this just Greek to you? I'll tell you, I pray. We need to pray. God, make these things real. God, bring the kind of conviction that Paul is talking about here. So we know what the real issues are. We know who Jesus is. We know what God's plan is. And we want in. We want all in. We just need the Lord. It's because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. That's everything we need. My right standing before God, the actual working out of my being a different kind of a person, redeemed from the power of sin. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. Yeah. Praise God. You got something to boast about this morning? I do. Man, I got an awesome Savior. I got somebody who loved me when I was unlovable. I don't have to define myself the way people do. Oh, there's so many people who can't believe God could love them because people don't. Oh, I'll tell you, we need to see God tear down the lies that have boxed us in, that have put chains around our neck and cause us not to become who we really are. May God open our eyes to see who we are in him, not because of us, but because of what he has done and his purpose. And just covenant together as a people to say, oh God, take us further. God, lift us to a higher place. Help us not to accept the limitations of our past. Help us not to just simply play church and go through the motions of carrying out our traditions and being our kind of, you know, what we think church ought to be. But to say, God, lead us in paths where we have never been before. Jesus, come down and live in us. Bring us to a place where the members of the body are so full of you that what you have purposed for those lives will begin to flow out to others and impart life. I'll tell you, we have every gift. You know, what Paul said to Corinth is right. We have every gift here. They may not be in operation, but every gift we need to be everything God has ever purposed for us, it's here. It's here. Can we not pray and say, God, restore everything that belongs to the Church of Jesus Christ. Can we not say, come and be yourself in this place here now? Take us outside of our comfort zone. Boy, I'm conscious of this in my own heart. My God, you get to be my age and you've done things certain ways all your life. Those things don't just change because you don't flip a switch. But we've got a God who knows how to work in our hearts, who knows how to bring us down the path of His choosing and to change the way we look at ourselves and the way we look at Him and cause us to go by His Word instead of what has defined us up to that point. So I'll tell you, serving God is not about becoming something we are not. It's about recognizing what God has done and becoming what we are in Christ Jesus. That gives me something to stand on. That means that I can stand up and say, devil, I don't have to achieve this. He already did. What I have to do is put it on and start exercising and believing in it and working and allowing God to prove it to me in my life. I know I'm weak. I know I'm all these things that you say in myself I am. But what I am in Christ is everything that He has promised. And I'm going to boldly lay hold of what Jesus has said is mine. And I'm going to believe Him. But not only that, I'm going to pray for my brothers and sisters. I mean, you think about the kind of people He wants us to be. Does He want to do away with all the discord? Does He want us to have a genuine love and a concern one for another? Does He want to do away with any sort of faction of any kind and make us of one heart and one mind like they were in the beginning? Does He want to do all these things? Man, I need Jesus. That's not in me to be that way. It's not in you. But I'll tell you, we have a Savior who can transform our character so that we can be channels of life one to another. He can take out all of the things that are hindering those channels, all the clogs in the pipes. Anybody got any clogs here? Yeah, I think we probably, all of us do in one area or another. And I thank God we don't have to eat the whole elephant all at once, as the saying goes. We can eat the elephant one bite at a time. In other words, we don't have to do all this at once, but we can take the next step. We can look to God with faith. We have the cross and the blood that was shed to take care of every deficiency of the past. We can walk away from that with a clear heart and say, God, I'm yours. You have made me clean in Jesus Christ, and I will lay hold of that for which I have been laid hold. How many of us are, we're real tentative and real uncertain. God wants us to have a certainty that's able to reach out and say, wait a minute. I don't have to qualify myself for this. God has done that through Jesus. I don't have to make this happen. Jesus has already won the victory. I'm stepping into something that He has done. And it's mine, and I will not be denied by any devil or all the opinions of people. I'm going to look to Him and become the kind of person He wants me to be. Praise God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.